Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
This is Mark Kaler at Union University for another edition of Faculty Focus, and today with us, Dr. David Thomas, Professor of History here at Union. Dr. Thomas, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk today about his research leave experience. If we could just start with a brief description of what you did on your research leave.
Sure. I had two goals in mind. One was to deepen my understanding of Christianity in the American Revolution. I get on a fairly regular basis in courses that I teach and from other people that I talk to questions about how Christianity is expressed during that time period. It's a formative time period, and people want to know. And so I wanted to deepen my understanding of that. And the second thing that I was very interested in doing during the research leave was to strike out and do something brand new for me, and that was to write historical fiction stories, essentially, for children. I had written a book which was published in 2008 called The Stories We Tell Our Children. This took me about 5 years or so to write, and it's an exploration of historical contexts that children are first exposed to when they start to read. It became obvious that this is the first really important exposure that children have to history. They see people doing things in other cultures and other time periods and other ways of living that they've never been exposed to before. So that was a successful endeavor, and I thought in the midst of writing that book, I should be writing stories myself. And so I used research leave to jump off into that project.
In writing these stories, what kind of things, what kind of challenges did you encounter? Had you been a fiction writer previously? Did you have to kind of learn how to do that, or was it something that came fairly easily?
I had not written historical fiction before. I'd read a lot. I've read a few hundred children's stories, and so I was fairly familiar with the genre. And I had some stories in my mind that I thought would be interesting, some family stories. One of the stories that I wrote was a kind of a rewriting. I used the biblical Ruth as a model, and I put her in the 1820s in America as an orphan following the War of 1812. And it wasn't something that I read any theory about. I just had some stories in my mind and wanted to tell them. And of course, there were 30 others that I tried to write and didn't because they didn't work very well. But five or six did.
But you had the luxury of time to discover the ones that didn't work too well, something mm-hmm. that a research leave really allows you to do.
That was the great thing about the research leave. Yeah, I had, including the summer, I had almost 6 months. I had I took the research leave for one semester, and then the summer was another 3 months. And it really was nice to have that time.
Now, the first project, I want to go back to that for a second. You talked about the American Revolution mm-hmm. and sort of our Christian beginnings as a nation. What did you discover during that time, during that research?
I think I pushed back the boundaries of nuance a little bit. You know, one of the common questions is whether George Washington's a Christian or not. And the Christians hold him up as a model of Christian virtue, and those who want to see him as a deist or a nominal Christian at best, push on their evidence. And I think the boundaries of my knowledge increased in my ability to explain what aspects of his faith make sense to that age, which are different than the Christian experience of this age. And I came down pretty solidly. He was about as Anglican as you wanted want to get in the late 18th century, but also an Anglican in his culture, which means very reserved, not emotional, not nearly as interested in personal conversion and evangelism as evangelicals in our culture are. In other words, I think I was able to understand how religion was expressed in their culture more fully.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. We're speaking with Dr. David Thomas, who's a professor of history at Union University, and we're talking a little bit about his faculty research leave. How do you think the research leave specifically benefited you? You've talked about what you did. What do you think the benefits were to you as a scholar?
For me, the benefits almost always come back to the classroom. The American Revolution reading, I teach a course on the American Revolution, and it's directly beneficial to that course. And I teach another course, a survey course on American history. It's directly beneficial to that course. The children's literature, I haven't been as aggressive as I should be in publishing these things. I've sent them out, and I've gotten some favorable responses from editors who say this is a good story, but it doesn't fit our list, essentially. So I haven't gotten any of them published yet. But it has come back to benefit some students. Some of the stories – let me unpack that in two different ways. Some of the stories I submit without any illustrations at all. But I have always been curious, would it be of benefit to have one or two of the stories with illustrations attached? Came across a student, Kelsey Roberts, who was deeply interested in illustrating stories. And was committed to this project. And she pushed on the art department a little bit and got a course on book illustration for January of 2010 and got three or four or five other students involved. And so they offered this course. And the main purpose of the course was to learn how to illustrate books, picture books for children. And Kelsey took one of my stories and came out with a handful of illustrations. And as soon as this semester is over, we're going to go to work, see if we can get this thing published. It'll be great for me to have the story published, but I think it'll be even better for her. As a newly minted graduate art major from Union University, to be able to say right off the bat, I'm working on getting these illustrations published, or even better, I have these illustrations published. I think it's just a great opportunity for her as well as for me. And the other side of that, the other benefit for the classroom, for the students too, students themselves who are interested in writing historical fiction have approached me and asked if I would teach a course on this to be followed in the fall of 2011 and spring of 2011, so that this becomes a year-long course taught by me and David Malone in English and John Netland in English. I'm doing the historical part, and they're doing the fictional part, of course. This is historical fiction. And the goal is that within at the end of the year when she graduates, she will have a full-length historical novel written for youth. So, 30, 40,000 words, hopefully publishable. Mm-hmm. And again, what a great opportunity for her to take a year with history faculty and English faculty. I think this is a direct spinoff, completely unintended. I wasn't anticipating this. But it's a wonderful spinoff of this research leave where I took the time to jump into historical fiction. And this student has followed, jumping in with both feet. And there are a couple others who are interested too. And so we will probably do this again next year with two new students, and it might become a part of the curriculum.
I'm struck. I worked recently on a project here at Union called the Provost Report, where we talked about the things that are going on academically. And one of the things that I see so much at Union and I admire so much is interdisciplinary work, where the English department and art department, or maybe the art department and Christian studies have a course.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lot of collaboration between departments at Union, and it seems like this is just another great example of that.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it works. And I think it makes sense to to put the history component first, to do the background research first, and have the people who are gifted in narrative do it second. But it really is a nice example of interdisciplinary work, and great for the students, so that they can put these things together in their minds.
What advice would you give to other people who are maybe listening to this, and they're thinking, maybe I should apply for one of these research leaves, but there's some uncertainty about it. They're not quite sure they want to do it yet. What advice would you give to them as they enter that process?
Well, my advice, I suppose, would be to figure out something that possibly they want to do that they haven't had the opportunity to do yet. It feels like a risk, right? Because so much of what we love and so much of the ways in which we're rewarded come out of the classroom and what we teach, and it can feel like a big risk. I would think that talking to people who have gone before, talking with mentors in the field, figuring out some contribution they want to make that they haven't had time for yet, would be a very good place to start. I thought it was a wonderful opportunity, and if I get the chance to do it again, I'll certainly do it again. I very much enjoyed it.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. David Thomas, professor of history here at Union University. Dr. Thomas, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.